Blog Talk Radio.
Gratitude, integrity, wisdom, balance, family, peace.
We ask holy force
connection
from the mystery of the ethers. Yes. Formally,
creativity.
We ask you to become
justice,
a guide for all humanity, to open up in grace,
expression
to the universal offering,
beauty
with which we resonate,
vision.
We call you forth.
We call
peace.
You
from the mystery of the ethers.
Thank you for hearing our
yes.
call.
Formally,
teach us to become
master.
Our highest self.
We ask you to become.
Teach us to become
a guide for all
light.
Humanity.
Hope.
To open
we thank
up
you for
in
helping
grace.
Us access our inner wisdom.
To the universal offering. With which we resonate.
We bring a new way to walk.
how kola pi how metako ye pi michanta eta woaglake naha nampe chusa pelo. Hi, this is Gary, otherwise known as Daddy G, and I just said hello to you in Lakota. And I said, on this day, I speak to you from my heart, and I offer you my hand. Welcome to a real special show tonight, a Night with Daddy G. Happy 11-11-11. This kind of follows a three-year tradition with me and Blog Talk Radio and the Gold Ring. We started out doing a 3 years ago, the Gold Ring, Risa and the Gold Ring and all, everyone did around-the-clock shows on Blog Talk Radio, one after the other after the other on 11-11, on 11-11-08. And then 09, we did it again. And then last year, there were a few of us that did it. And I guess, I don't know, apparently I'm the only one doing it on 11-11-11. But I thought this day was too big of a day to ignore and too big of a day to pass up. And I'm just going to do some different things. I offer some native wisdom and some drumming. And also, I created a guided meditation. We're going to do a little meditating as well. So I've only got an hour booked for this show. I may extend it if the energy dictates that. But we're just going to go with the flow here. And I don't know if all of you know that I'm, you know, part Lakota Sioux Indian. And I have an uncle that's a medicine man. His name is David Swallow Jr. And he's a medicine man on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. And he's an Oglala Lakota, Oglala Sioux. And I've got some of his wisdom to play regarding the prophecy of Crazy Horse and some of his native wisdom regarding governments and that sort of thing. And anyway, happy 11-11-11, happy full moon, and happy Armistice Day, indicating the cessation of conflict. And that's what my meditation will be about. It's you can't have conflict without duality. And this meditation gets to the heart of it. And we're going to see if we can resolve some duality with this meditation. But first, what I'm going to do is play the Four Directions song. I'm going to call the medicine and the directions to be in with a circle with us and get things off started off in a really good way. Only this song was recorded by my dear friend Marika over in Holland. And this is really an honor to play this because she kind of follows the Lakota way, you know. And she's over in the Netherlands, and bless her heart, she recorded this song for me and did it completely a cappella with no drum. And I'm just going to play it and use her voice to call in the directions, medicine from the directions. Here we go, and thank you again, baby sister Marika. Here we go.
Weo peata, aitun wanyo. Nitung kashila aitun wanyang kelohe. Seki ayo, aitun wanyang kelohe. Vasiyata aitun wanyo. Nitung kashila aitun wan yang kelohe. Seki ayo, aitun wan yang kelohe. Wiome yang pata, aitun wan yo. Nitung kashila aitun wan yang kelohe. Seki ayo, aitun wan yang kelohe. Itoka hata I don't want you. Ni tun ka sila, I don't want yang ke lohe. Seki ayo, seki ayo, I don't want yang ke lohe. Wakatakia, I don't want you. Wakatanka, he siawan yang kelohe. Seki ayo, seki ayo, I don't want yang kelohe. Makatakia, I don't want you. Nikun sikun. He sia he yang ke lo he. Seki ayo, seki ayo. Anok tayung ke yelo he.
Thank you, baby sister Marika. The Four Directions song, Native American, Lakota Sioux, Indian, the calling song, calling the medicine from the Four Directions to be in the circle with us, and done via the Atlantic, over the Atlantic, over in the Netherlands by my dear baby sister, Marika. Who knew, back when I started doing these ways many, many, many years ago, who knew that somebody over in Europe would be into that as well? When, you know, wisdom is wisdom, I guess. And anyway, speaking of wisdom, I've got a file I want to play by my Uncle David Swallow. I don't know if you know of him. David Swallow Jr. is a Lakota medicine man. He put me out for my first humblecha, and subsequent years after that. And he's also a Sundance leader on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Lives in a little town called Porcupine, South Dakota. He did live in Denver for a while, but he's back on the res and has been now for several years. But this man, when he speaks, I listen, you know, and he took me back kind of under his wing when I had a hard time in my life and immersed me in these ways, and I'm grateful for that, and my life kind of got better as a result of it. And he's a dear man, still a dear, dear friend of mine. And my uncle, Malekshi, my uncle David Swallow, and he's got some wisdom and messages regarding the Lakota prophecy of Crazy Horse, and he's going to talk about that, about how we were the children crying, and then later, you know, the tree of life filling with fruit and singing birds, like Black Elk was talking about, and 2012 and 13 coming up, and it's a good thing. But anyway, I'll let David talk about it, and then we'll segue right into the meditation. I want to get that in this short period of time. Here we go, David Swallow Jr.
Our intentions are to put a seed in everyone to get ready for the new era to come. You are a search for the spirituality, and you are a hunger for spirituality, and you are a thirst for the spirituality. And many things have gone wrong today. We start from the child abuse to child neglect, spouse abuse, elderly abuse, and abuse of one another and abusing yourself. And that is the sign. Or it says, you heard the voices of the children cry. See? So we are in that era right now. You know, I think we're at the end of it. And the next thing he saw, he said, he's seen a huge light, a flash in the sky. And day become brighter than day, he said. And charcoal and ashes fall from sky and cover the earth. And the next day, there was a new beginning, because He's seen new grass grow and the water is clear, he said. And this time he only see God's children playing down there, he said. Okay, these are some of the prophecies that Crazy Horse seen. And we have compared many of these to other tribes, and they're similar. And it is coming. And it's going to be here soon. And there we talked about these things. Where to go into the sacred places. You know, take the people to the sacred places, because we no longer have leaders. We have spiritual leaders. See? But we no longer have some proclaim to be chiefs and warriors. But when a time comes like this, they're going to need a wise man to lead them. And the wise man that's going to lead them is this man is going to have contact with the spirits and the spiritual world. See? Because it is a spiritual thing that's going to take place. I see a new day. I see a land without illusions. I see only good in the future generations. See? Because 2012 and 13 is just right in the front door. See? And when that comes, ain't nobody in the world can do nothing about it. Nobody. In the spirit world, we're all connected. See? So those of that do the work out there and never come, and nobody never sees them, but they're still in connection. It is their work, it is their spirit that has brought together, you know. In the, we call it, in the Lakota, we call the fire that generates life. See? Peta, which hoishake, oihanke wanicha. It's no ending like that. Fire that generates life was not an end. And these elders, you know, what do you want to, however you want to address them, you know, medicine men, holy men, elders, you know, they're all working for the spirit. Up, above, around, you know, the ground, the spirit of everything that is. See, they're all working for them. So they're all connected, but it is the people that are not connected, see? And that is the importance to the spiritual community. The spiritual community, we know it is important because we need to get these, like earlier, we need to get this seed inside of them so that seed will grow, see? And then everybody will be aware of what's going on. We live in this mainstream society, the American society, that is a place in a world of illusions. See? Everything you have and everything that's been technology, that's all illusion. Because you have to follow certain laws to live by that. See? Certain laws. And in the spirit world, you don't have those. You want to fly, you have to get in the airplane. In the spirit world, you don't have to get in the airplane. See? When you're going to fly, you will fly like that. But all these governments that all around the world are pretending to be governments and try to play the role of a god, it's about to come to an end. Yellow.
Yellow. Yellow means I speak. And Lakota, it's kind of like a verbal period. Anyway, that was my Uncle David Swallow Jr. talking somewhat about the wisdom and the prophecy of Crazy Horse. And when he went up to on the vision quest and fasted and prayed for 4 days, which I've done before, I've done many times, under David Swallow's altar. He's a good man, and my heart goes out to him, and I hold space for him. He leads the Sundance every year. I've never danced, but I am a drummer, and I drummed at many of them on the res. So, you know, I come from those ways. I was immersed in those ways for a long time. But anyway, happy Armistice Day. Happy 11-11-11. And the resolution of conflict, this armistice, I get to thinking about that is what creates conflict? Well, it's usually duality. I mean, you know, two sides wanting, you know, certain things or whatever. Well, to resolve the duality and really to help us all be mindful of the fact that we are all one, we are all one, mitaku ye oyasi, which means we are all related. And to get to the heart of the matter, and what I did was I created and recorded this guided meditation about resolving duality. And so you're going to hear me. Let's meditate. Let's kick back and relax and get ready for this. Resolving duality, it's about 30 minutes long, and then after that we'll play a little music. Thanks for coming, you guys. Happy 11-11. I love you all. Here we go.
Prepare now your sacred space. Take care that you will be uninterrupted. Please now start relaxing your body. Place the center of your attention and your heart center in the middle of your chest. Now feel your pulse, deeply entering into the silence of your being. Right now. Coming into contact with the beating of your heart, deepen into the pulsating energy that gives you life. Let everything else go. Place all attention upon the heart pulse. Feel your heart. Feel God. Feel God within you. Now, with full feeling, breathe the words, I am. Connect with the I am presence and the power of creation within. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale deeply through your mouth 3 times. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is the duality within us that resists another aspect of ourselves, due to the mind still perceiving from opposite poles. It is from this dual lens that form binding desires, from the separated self. As the pendulum of our thoughts swing in one direction, it always comes back to the opposite direction to balance the poles. This is the law of duality. Imagine if we carry strong views, beliefs or opinions on such things as what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad, what is comfortable and what may be irritating. The further the pendulum swings in favor of our view, the more intense its balancing action is on the other extreme. Please now imagine yourself engulfed in a bonfire of violet flames. See this consuming fire coursing through your body, flaming through your flesh. As you take these next few minutes to contemplate where it is that you hold these strong views, opinions, and attachments to your identity as a human, call it all to the surface now, and then release it into the violet flame. The source of all is God, or oneness. This means that all pairs of opposites have the same foundation. Light and dark are from the same source. Good and evil are from the same source. While different frequencies, they live on the same polarity spectrum and are extreme manifestations of the exact same energy. Divine love knows no opposite. Please now take these next few minutes to commune deeply with your higher self, all that is, God. We are offering up our separated identity in order to activate our full merging with the omnipresent oneness of all life. The wind of the day is warm and caresses a pair of majestic eagles adorning the sky with the praise of thanksgiving here in the great Gobi Desert Plateau of Mongolia. There is a sense of hope mixed with a sense of burden from the past. It is as if these eagles are impressing upon your consciousness that this journey before you is going to be a very important step to bridge the beliefs of the past with the truth of what is present, with a new perception of life that knows neither negative nor positive, only love for love, light for light, no cause and effect, just to live life as an experience of potential. You find yourself alone, deep in the steppes of this nomadic land. You look around, wondering if there is anyone else in these dunes of time. In the far distance, you see what looks like a very small, unusual mount, rising out of nowhere. Curious, you begin walking towards it. The dry air of the desert develops into a cold wind, announcing the development of the night. There is absolutely no visible living form, apart from the eagles you have previously seen. Everything else is extremely dry and barren, except for some small shrubbery dotting the plains. There is a profound sense of isolation. You keep walking as it is getting dark, and your only desire is to reach the small mount in hopes of finding shelter and protection for the night. As you come closer to the rocky outcropping, you notice a hole, what seems to be a small cave. Raising your sight, you see one small but very brilliant white cloud above the cave, and again the pair of eagles flying and looping infinity circles above you. You wonder what this message may mean. You are feeling so relieved to have found a small place to spend the night, and one that shelters the cold. Just as you enter the cave, you jump back quickly as a sudden flurry of bats fly quickly overhead to the outside. Just as you're entering the cave, a feeling of extreme loneliness and sadness permeates your entire being. You feel a strong presence inside this little grotto. You stop suddenly and fully become still as an icy chill covers your whole body. You begin to tremble. You notice some fear welling up from inside, and your heart starts beating a little bit faster. You have some matches inside your pocket, and you reach for them and light one up. Suddenly, you see two points of light. They go on and they go off. You rush to strike the match. As the flame lights, you raise your sight and see what seems to be two huge wings covering a dark mass that is hovering near the ground. You now realize that this is some type of being that is hiding in the deepest part of the cave, just a few meters from you. Then, for some reason, you instantly remember the cloud and the eagles outside. A feeling of deep compassion washes over you. So strong this feeling of compassion that, despite your fear, you are impulsed forward to see what is happening to this, what looks like, some type of angel. You slowly and cautiously move closer and closer. You whisper, "Beloved sister, beloved brother, what is happening to you? Why are you inside this cave all alone, far from the outside world?" You feel a very deep sentiment of loneliness and sadness coming out of this angel. You have never felt so much sorrow you cannot see the face of the angel as it hides its head beneath its enormous wings. It is as if it wanted no one to find him in this cave, as if loneliness was the only solution for this angel. Suddenly, you perceive a certain movement of the wings. They are opening. Now the head starts to show as the angel looks at you. Two red points that appear to be his eyes penetrate deeply into your soul. Once again, you feel compassion, a deep compassion. You want to help this beautiful angel. His eyes emerge as dark wells of sadness. What is happening to you, beloved angel? Why is your heart covered by so much pain and suffering? The angel finally responds, "I am the angel that used to be called the Bringer of the Light. I was created as a beautiful, brilliant, and most loving being. The strongest of them all. Why, they even called me the brightest star. Yet my mission was to serve as the fallen one, and this had disappointed so many of my family. I never knew how far this would go. No one did. Since eons upon eons of what you call time, I have been hiding here, hiding from myself mostly, and also from my brother and sister angels, and above all, from the humans. I have been most severely judged, persecuted, rejected, and now blamed for all the evil, the egotism, the malice, the atrocities that are occurring on your planet. The shame, the pain, the suffering that I carry is unbearable. Yet, this is my responsibility, to hold the duality in place, to hold all energy of hatred and discordancy in place. The fall of grace was never something that I wished for. The duality just kept growing, and soon out of control, magnified in proportions not anyone imagined would happen by humankind and their own mind. It is a lot of pressure upon my consciousness. It is all you can do to keep from weeping pools of tears. It is as if this story is the story of all humans, of yourself. You look deep into the eyes of this one as you fall deep into his heart and then deep into his soul. You realize that this angel has truly taken on the suffering of humanity for seeming eternity. To keep the game of duality in place until the human race could elevate together. You could just not even imagine the role that this one had taken on. The role of upholding the entire field of suffering. You know that the moment has arrived for this angel to return home, to the light, and back to his family of Seraphim. As you place the palm of your hand upon the third eye of this one, you say, "Beloved angel of grace, please relax now and close your eyes. The time has come for your most holy liberation." Now, place your attention upon your heart center. Visualize yourself surrounded in vivid white light. Visualize it and feel it. Now radiate this light out to fill your entire room. Visualize a webbing of light connecting your entire neighborhood, your community, your city, enveloping your entire country. Now visualize a massive tapestry of white crystalline light bridging every ocean of the world, every mountain peak, to every nation. Now bring your attention to your third eye between the brows. Visualize this grid pathway of light reaching into the etheric plane and to all of the temples and crystalline cities surrounding the planet, and to the earth, and to all cities of light in the etheric dimensions. Feel the angelic energy arriving around you, the angelic light. All of the presences of the universe are arriving with their love and assistance. In this beautiful moment in which the grace of divine forgiveness is going to unfold her love and his comprehension, you are surrounded by angels, seraphim, cherubim, angels of the highest order, all of the great archangels, all composing a beautiful harmony of protective and nurturing energy all around you. Beloved Faith extends her beautiful wings, wrapping you in celestial grace as Archangel Michael begins to speak. Children of the Most High God, the hosts of heaven are in great celebration to return our beloved brother Lucifer home into our archangelic embrace, just as we welcome you. For long millennia, we have been looking to this glorious moment to hold you all in our wings as one unified family of Mother, Father, God. And in so doing, we are now able to truly guide humanity into the golden age. This one called Lucifer, playing in a role opposite my own flaming sword of protection, is my dear, dear brother, who I have so missed. A most selfless, courageous being of cosmic magnificence and fortitude. His story goes beyond to many systems of worlds, for his consciousness, cycle after cycle, has held the program of duality in place until such a time when sufficient numbers of people upon your planet could awaken to their true divine nature. Beloved angels of the sun, Lucifer's story of a fallen one is also your story, for you are one in the same. The program of extremes of polarity, of good and evil, now returns to the realms of the illumined truth. Without your light, without your love, the evolution of the human race could not have been possible. We want you to really understand how important your focus, your life, in all lifetimes leading up to this moment have been. This is the crowning moment, in which all of your loneliness, suffering, and pain will be forgiven, transmuted, and transformed as you now return home to sit in the throne next to Mother, Father, God. I am Archangel Michael. Archangel Lucifer raises his sight. Celestial lights beam from his eyes. The most beautiful lights you have ever seen. His tears drop onto the planetary crystalline grid of the Earth and are transformed into diamonds, illuminating the entire matrix with a shimmering brilliance. Please now, and with full passion and the full feeling of love and forgiveness, bring Lucifer into your heart. Please repeat after me. Beloved Mother, Father, God, mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, beloved Karmic Board and all assisting councils of light, through the power and presence of God, and by the magnetic power of the sacred flame vested in us, we invoke and call forth the law of forgiveness in the transmuting violet flame. Through all transgressions, discordancies, and distortions of the laws of God in us and upon planet Earth, as a result of the extremes of polarity, fill us and our entire group body with the flames of illumination and the power of perception to re-establish within us the Christ mind, the Christ heart, so that we may humbly walk with you every day for the selfless service to the divine plan. In the name of the Father and the Mother and the inner child, we decree. I am the will of God. I am the truth of God. I am the light of God. I am the violet consuming flame of love, mercy, and forgiveness. I am the violet fire purifying humanity now. I am the violet fire healing humanity now. I am the violet fire illuminating humanity now. I am the violet fire liberating humanity now. You are now surrounded in platinum light as the morning sun breaks over the horizon, which reflects your feelings of buoyancy and release. Please now continue your journey home to the Earth as the risen star, the bringer of truth. You are returning, becoming more aware of your physical surroundings, feeling the vibrations of your physical body. Place your awareness upon your breathing. Make some gentle movements within your body. Allow it to stretch, move, coming back now. When you are ready, gently open your eyes. Thank you for sharing this beautiful journey of awe-inspiring revelation. We give our deepest gratitude for the Children of the Sun Foundation in this meditation and the Councils of Light for their transmissions and for the understanding of the tremendous role that Lucifer has played. As the game of duality ends, the foundations accept Lucifer into their hearts and into that space of divine union. We feel that the return of this great seraphim angel will play a major role in helping to build advancing pathways of divine light for the new I Am race. We invite you also to accept Lucifer as one with us all and the great carrier of the grace and the glory of Mother Father God. In these next few days, please allow yourself great nurturance as more of the old perceptions and programming releases from this tremendous activation and to the power of divine perception. We give you our deepest blessings and look forward to meeting you once again on this path of light.
So there you have it. I hope you liked it. I created that last winter, actually, when I was in Boston. I wrote that and recorded it, and based on some ideas done by the Children of the Sun Foundation. That's why I included that acknowledgement. I hope it went down all right. I thought it was very powerful. It was a very powerful revelation to me about the resolution of duality and how we can resolve conflict by doing that. So happy Armistice Day, everyone. Happy 11-11-11 and full moon, and everyone, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep shining your lights and keep firing that grid. I love you all. Much love to all of you. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow for the regular Wild and Crazy Daddy G show. And I think we're going to go out with a little bit of drumming, a little bit of drum battle. I love you all. See you tomorrow night. Here we go.